104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 29 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm tired of winter. I want to fast forward to complaining about how hot it is.
We have a couple of guests in studio, Mark Millage and Christy Nicolaisen. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice
Decadence
to be here.
In chocolate. This sounds promising.
There's chocolate over there.
Yeah.
I can't really concentrate on anything else.
You know, if the listeners could smell what this chocolate is like, your mouth would be watering.
I seriously can't concentrate. Mm-hmm. I just want to eat some chocolate.
I'm just glad they didn't bring the wine, too.
That would have been awesome.
Sorry. Polish that off before I got here.
So this is a fundraiser for the Multicultural Center?
Yes, it's really focused on the Festival of Cultures, and I think all of your listeners have heard of, if not attended, the Festival of Cultures. This will be the 17th year coming up in June. Last year, it attracted over 35,000 people downtown, a free event, but even free events cost money to put on, and that's really what this fundraiser is all about, is to raise money to help support the Festival of Cultures so we can continue to have it in our city year after year.
So where is all this chocolate coming from that you're getting for this deal?
Sioux Falls has been excellent. We have a lot of bakeries and businesses that are helping us. The chocolate that we brought today is from Sinful Things. You know, Sinful works really well with this particular set of chocolate. We have two wineries that are helping us. White-Headed Robin and Wild Prairie, they'll be there. So there'll be wine tasting and chocolate galore. There'll be dancing and silent auction items and... So if you bring your Valentine down, if you haven't got your gift yet, we have perfect gifts that you can purchase, and so it'll be a very fun night.
Wine and chocolate for Valentine's Day sounds pretty good to me.
And it is on Valentine's Day? You almost knocked heads there. That was kind of funny.
We're both jumper for that month. It is not on Valentine's Day. It is Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
Saturday, February 9th from 7 to 10 o'clock at the Historic Coliseum downtown.
All right. So if there is, do you guys have a website somewhere where there's more info or?
Yep. If they go to sfmcc.org or give us a call at 367-7401. We will be more than happy to give you all the information you would like to know.
All right. The Decadence in Chocolate fundraiser for the Multicultural Center. Mark and Christina, thank you so much for stopping down.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, you are not going to want to miss. I've got exclusive audio that is, well, not so exclusive. I stole it from a station down the hall. Cesar Zakahi, the guy that was fired from the Stanley County School District over the flag picture Facebook thing. A clip of that interview that is very interesting. Got that coming up very soon. But right now, we have Philip Phillips tickets.
Mm-hmm.
361-5557.
Win them before you can buy them.
Yeah, you can't buy them yet. You can buy them on Saturday.
Yes.
But you can't buy them now.
Nope.
But you can win them now. 361-5557, caller 10. They are yours.
Hot one. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The Today Show forced Tiffany Thiessen into a mini Say by the Bell reunion by bringing Dennis Hackins, a.k.a. Mr. Belding, on to surprise her. Tiffany didn't seem too thrilled about it, although she ultimately went along with it. Do you have that audio for me?
No, I totally forgot to get it.
Okay. Justin Bieber's new album, Believe, acoustic debuted at number one after 211,000 copies were sold. It's his fifth number one album, which makes him the only artist ever to have five number one albums before the age of 19.
I have it now.
Okay, thank you. Prince has released a new song called Breakfast Can Wait. It's available for download on his website for 88 cents. Here it is.
Suddenly my eyes are open. Dreaming about you all night long. The only thing that I've been hoping for is for you go to work, babe.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Sounds like the 25 billion iTunes song.
Need another taste. Can wait.
I'm telling you.
There are some similarities.
Yeah.
One Direction recorded a version of Blondie's One Way or Another. That's being released as a charity single. The song leaked online yesterday. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
We have got not so exclusive audio of the guy who was fired from the Fort Pierce School for basically taking care of the flag. Got that after LMFAO, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:30. Topping out at 29 today, 26 now. We've talked about it several times this morning. The janitor, Cesar Zakahi, of Fort Pierre, where he was fired for posting a photo of a crumpled up American flag on a looks like some boiler room stuff. Anyway, got fired. And our neighbors down the hall, Ben and Patty, had an interview with him this morning. Why didn't you book that interview?
I was off yesterday.
So?
Sorry?
You're supposed to, that's your job, is to think of the things I don't.
I was not here.
Oh, okay.
I've been fighting a migraine.
Anyway, they talked to him this morning, and here is probably the most interesting part of the interview.
Having the local school board here claiming that I'm lying, that I just made this up, which doesn't make any sense. There's a timestamp on the video. Everybody can see that it's, you know, if you know how to look for it, you can find it and realize this is, I posted that original one. The video was 2 months ago when it first happened. And they're telling me I did this all in one day and just made it up. You know, that really bothers me a lot. You know, I'm not trying to get anything out of this. I'm not asking for anything out of this. All I want was the abuse of the flag to stop. I'm pretty sure it probably has by now, which would be okay. But the other night when I drove by, yes, last night when I drove by, or a friend of mine drove by the school, the flag was outside at night with no illumination. So I guess it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, if you have a flag out at night, it's supposed to be illuminated.
Yeah.
It can't just be dangling in the dark. So anyway, who knew taking care of a flag was so damn hard?
I didn't think it was that hard. Like we were talking earlier, I'm pretty sure it was like sixth grade that it was part of our responsibilities to take down the flag and fold it up the proper way. Yeah. And like, I don't think it's that hard to do.
I don't think it is either.
I mean, how disrespectful anyway for somebody just to crumple it up and throw it somewhere. Yeah. And they've got to know better, especially if they're at work in a school. Like, they should know that.
More of the interview will be up on our website, how1047.com, later on today. I listened to the whole thing, and there was another part where I'm still treating this as a he said, she said type of thing.
Okay.
I'm not just taking one side of it for 100% gospel truth. There is going to be another side of this, but the school isn't talking. He talked about how this woman who kept taking the flag down and tossing it in the boiler room he tells another story how she didn't, for whatever reason, didn't like him. And instead of him going out and taking care of it, she would go just do it randomly a few hours before school was even done, take it down and throw it in the boiler room.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure why someone would be that annoyed to do something like that, which makes it sound kind of strange to me. But
it does. That part does.
The fact that there has been no response from the Stanley County School District, it's kind of hard to say otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Maybe they will say something at some point. Anyway, I know you're a big fan of etiquette.
Some etiquette, yes.
Etiquette is a big deal to Mel. Because unless something is the proper etiquette, it's totally wrong.
Okay.
Well, the first edition of Emily Post's famous etiquette book was published back in 1922. Her family still updates it every few years, and now it's in its 18th edition.
Oh.
Few modern day etiquette tips that might come in handy for you and your etiquette. Can you skip a handshake if you think the person is sick?
Yeah.
Yes. But don't leave them hanging. First say hello and then say something like, I'm trying to avoid the handshake thing right now because I don't want to get sick. Or yeah. I don't want to get you sick or whatever.
I think that's a good idea.
Who gets the armrests on a plane?
Person to the right.
If you're in the middle seat between two people, it's acceptable to use both armrests. But you definitely do not own them exclusively. So don't flip out if someone's elbow drifts over.
Okay.
If you're in a window or aisle seat, you should try to lean to the outside armrest because you have those all to yourself.
Okay.
When is it okay to unfriend someone from Facebook? We now have written etiquette on this.
There is written etiquette. Okay.
Basically, it's a judgment call. But if they're constantly posting things that make you uncomfortable or embarrassed, it's worth considering, especially if they post them on your page.
Mm.
But your level of friendship in real life should also factor in, so don't unfriend your mom just for posting a lame baby picture or something. And finally, is emailing a thank you letter good enough?
emailing.
Yeah. You know how you girls like to do thank you cards for every little thing?
Yeah.
And then you make us write them?
Well, there's only a couple of things that are really necessary, but go ahead.
If saying thanks for lunch, probably. But for something like a birthday gift, a handwritten note is still the best option.
Okay.
But unnecessary, I'm still going to say.
I don't think that's necessary.
You can send an email.
Baby shower.
Or a tweet. Hey.
Wedding.
Thanks for the gift card.
Gift. A tweet. A
tweet would be fine.
Okay.
That's good enough. What? You don't think so?
That's what I want.
Hey, thanks. Everybody. When everybody writes on my Facebook on my birthday, I'm just going to tweet thank you everybody who gave me happy birthday wishes on Facebook.
Okay. You know,
because then I can acknowledge it without actually acknowledging it in the place where they acknowledged it.
There you go. But you know, honestly, like when it comes to things like wedding gifts are one thing because you open those later. But like a baby shower gift or a wedding shower gift where I'm there and you said thank you to me while I was there. You don't need to send me a thank you note. I don't find it necessary.
Where you were face to face when they opened it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said thank you there. Like to me, I don't need one. I know the old ladies will differ.
Yeah.
And disagree with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's enough. Like, I don't. Yeah, you're welcome.
Gracias. Polígrafo. Heroes of the Day are coming up next. Hang on. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:48. We are going to top out at 29 today. They were saying fog, but I have not seen any yet today, so I'm going to call bunk on that.
Pretty overcast, though.
It's cloudy, mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're still saying areas of fog.
Okay, so there might be some areas.
Go with that. Before we get to Heroes of the Day, Anonymous is on the phone. How are you, Anonymous?
Yeah. Hey, I unfriended my dad because he kept trying to add any cute girl on my Facebook page.
Run that by me again. You unfriended him because he tried to add all of your cute female friends on Facebook?
Yeah, he tried adding them as his friends. And so finally I just got sick of it and I deleted him and I unfriended him.
What a dog.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
That is kind of creepy.
It is.
The old man creepiness. I was like, I'm done with this.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
Dad, you can't friend all my good looking girlfriends.
Were you hearing about it from them?
Yeah, they would send me a message and be like, why is your dad trying to friend me? I don't even know who he is.
Oh, my God.
And I had somebody in my life pass away, you know, and my dad was, going after girls and saying, hey, did you know Mike had this person pass away and stuff? And
wait a minute, I thought you were Anonymous.
Hold him. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Anonymous. And so, I deleted him and I yelled at him. And I told him, I'm like, you're in a lot of trouble.
Dad, you're blocked.
Yeah, that's kind of icky. Thanks for the call, Anonymous. Bye. Yeah, that was a good job there. Anonymous, sorry.
Every time he's a hero. Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Back in March of 2011, a young woman was paying a bridge toll in Nova Scotia, Canada, and 66-year-old Dean Porter was the one of the attendants on duty. As the woman leaned out of her car to throw her change into the basket, she waved at Dean because she thought that he looked like the judge from My Cousin Vinny. You know, Herman Munster? Yeah, that guy? Yeah.
He's been dead for years.
Yeah, since 1993. Anyway, so Dean walked over and kissed her on the lips. The woman called the cops, and now Dean's on trial for sexual assault. His defense? He tripped and fell right into her lips. The woman says that's clearly not what happened. The trial should wrap up sometime next week, and Dean is looking at potential prison time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This guy does kind of look like him, though.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Back in December, 37-year-old Darren Bagshaw of Braintree, Essex, England, was about to get married. But right before the wedding, he found out his bride-to-be, the love of his life, his sunshine on a cloudy day.
Okay.
Had been getting it on with the best man.
Uh-oh.
Darren decided to blame the best man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my, it takes two to tango.
Well, yeah, but by blame, I mean chase him around with an axe and try to take his head off.
Oh.
After he called off the wedding. Fortunately, he did not end up axe murdering the best man. He kicked down his fence and they argued, but no punches were thrown or axes wielded. This week, Darren got a sweet deal from the judge. He pleaded guilty to possessing a weapon, criminal damage, and harassment, and only got a 4-week suspended sentence, 100 hours of community service, and a small fine. For some reason, he's still planning to marry the fiance, even with this whole sleeping with the best friend thing on her resume.
What?
The wedding has been rescheduled for later this year. Yeah, couldn't do it.
No.
No. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't happen. Anyway, time for us to get out of here. Ben is in next. Your next chance to win Philip Phillips tickets. I hope his middle name isn't Philip.
I don't think it is.
Philip Phillips.
That would be very confusing.
That's really hard to say, too.
And a really mean parent.
Yeah. Triple P.
Right now, he's just P squared.
Or 3P. Yeah, P squared instead of P cubed.
3PP.
Anyway, your next chance for P squared tickets coming up tomorrow. Have a good day.
Hot 1047.com.